You're listening to SBS News.
In a bid to reduce Australia's carbon emissions, the federal government has unveiled its new technology investment roadmap. The discussion paper outlines the viability of 140 different technologies, including hydrogen, nuclear, renewables, biofuels and carbon capture and storage. Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction, Angus Taylor, says the roadmap will allow Australia to meet the 2030 Paris Agreement climate goals while maintaining a strong economy. However, Mr. Taylor has dismissed the idea of a target of net zero emissions by 2050.
Well, we're not going to commit to a target without a plan. We're not going to commit to a blank cheque for a big carbon tax, which is what Labor does every election. It's done three elections in a row. We're simply not going to do that. What we are going to do is say we'll drive these lower emission technologies as quickly as possible.
The leaked interim report from the Manufacturing Task Force of the National COVID Coordination Commission reveals a strong focus on gas-led manufacturing. It recommends the government underwrite a network of new pipelines linking the east and west coasts and an end to all fracking moratoriums in New South Wales and Victoria. Mr. Taylor insists the expansion of gas is critical for Australia's future energy production.
Gas has an enormously important role to play. Why? Because gas is lower emitting than alternatives, but importantly, gas is complementary to intermittent renewables. So when you put your solar on your roof and the sun goes down, you need to have dispatchable backup. When you flick the switch, the light comes on.
The roadmap notes that while renewables like wind and solar are the cheapest forms of generation, reliability is still an issue. However, the Climate Council maintains these energy sources are reliable when backed up by storage supports, based on a 2018 CSIRO report. Senior researcher Tim Baxter says gas is still one of the three fossil fuels and is not much better than coal. He says climate change is linked to the Black Summer bushfires, drought and the Great Barrier Reef's third bleaching event in 5 years, and that more action is needed.
What we need is to reorient towards net zero and step up to our role, you know, the sunniest continent on the planet and the windiest inhabited continent on the planet, step up to our role as a renewables-led powerhouse. That's how we fix climate change, not through taking steps.
The Commission's calls for taxpayers to subsidise gas projects and the easing of environmental regulations and approval processes have received backlash from environmentalists. There have been accusations of corruption, with several of the Commission's members having close links to the gas industry. Chairman Nev Power is a director and shareholder of Western Australia's Strike Energy, which aims to be the lowest cost onshore gas producer in Australia. Naomi Hogan, the national coordinator for anti-coal lobby group Lock the Gate Alliance, says it's the wrong way to spend Australian taxpayer money.
With the critical funds that do come at the moment, we can be investing in moving manufacturing into being powered by clean solar and wind, which is a cheaper energy source. We can absolutely create new investment streams for Australian jobs to have a competitive advantage. We don't need to be propping up old gas clunkers and really polluting technology.
The federal opposition is also critical of the coalition government's energy roadmap. Labor spokesman for energy and climate change, Mark Butler, is advocating for the creation of a framework to encourage investment in renewables.
The cheapest and the cleanest way to renew our ageing, increasingly unreliable electricity system is centred on renewable energy. What is needed, though, is an investment framework that will give investors confidence to make that technology a reality and deliver it on the ground.
Meanwhile, think tank the Australia Institute is questioning the government's success in cutting emissions so far. The Institute's Climate and Energy Program Director, Richie Merzian, says the government should stop wasting time on reviews that don't address climate change.
No matter how much money you throw at it, no matter how much political support you put behind it, it just hasn't resulted in the emissions reductions promised. We need to look at the technologies that work, not the technologies that simply exist.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.